Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Joins us Fridays to talk Alabama, but he lives in Lexington. I was talking about the rule in the state they just announced about how athletes can come back and play again next year, even if they were seniors this year. Kevin, do you have more information? How does this work?
I do. Good morning, Bill. And a shout-out to my good friend and your good friend, D.T. Boone, who's one of the elite high school coaches here in the state of Kentucky, who spent time to explain this with me. And your listeners probably, if you recognize that name, Coach Boone, who's a Seminole fan, was at Commit Miss One. Great, great guy.
Yep.
Here's how it works. It's Senate Bill 128. And any errors I make in this are my errors and not Coach Boone means I wrote something down wrong. High school students at public, and that's a key thing here, public schools will be able to repeat high school. Right now, the bill says it's grades 9 through 12. And the reason is a lot of parents up here, and I've heard this across the country, said the year of virtual learning was a freaking joke and the kids didn't learn a dadgum thing. So this is an opportunity for parents who think their kids didn't get anything out of that year to let's redo the year. It applies to athletes, too. But this is a key point of the bill right now, Bill. Athletes who do not turn 19 before August the 1st of 2021 can compete. It's just like the standard rule. If you turn 21 after, before then, you can't play. So, that's going to eliminate a lot of kids, that not 19 before August the 1st rule. And this is where it gets kind of weird. And remember, it's only gone through the Senate so far. It's still got to go through the Kentucky House, and Governor Gutless has got to sign it up here. It's going to be the adoption of the bill will kind of be decided on a district-by-district basis. And in Kentucky, we have six classes, 6A to 1A, and each class has eight districts. They have yet to determine what the academic requirements are going to be for these new students. They haven't decided if you have to redo the same stuff you did last year, or like for high school seniors that want to come back, can they go ahead and start taking some college prep work? That has not been decided, and a lot of people believe that eventually, before the governor's willing to sign this, that it's going to actually go all the way down through K-12, so all public students in Kentucky will have the opportunity to quote repeat their year. It takes the decision completely out of the hands of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, and I've said this on your show many times, you will not find a more incompetent organization on planet Earth than the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, so it totally removes them from this. A lot to be decided. Coach Boone and I talked about, in fact, that's a really big deal. If it does, in fact, get decided district by district, I mean, what happens if my district says, well, you can go hunting and fishing all day and show up for football practice, and the district right next to us says, no, you got to go to class. Well, your kids are going to be coming and saying, hey, come on, coach. Why do I have to go to class when my buddy, two counties away gets to hunt and fish all day? So there's a lot of ambiguities about this bill that are still going to have to be worked out.
That does answer a bunch of my questions, because my main question was, can you just show up for sports? And you're saying, well, that's unclear right now. It's district to district. Yeah,
it sounds like it literally could be district by district, which to me is absolutely idiotic. I mean, but there again, I mean, it's Kentucky, so that's kind of how politics work. I will tell people, our governor, I call him Governor Gutless, Governor Andy Beshear, is afraid of his own shadow. He's a Corona bro. He's a liberal Democrat, but both the House and the Senate in Kentucky are overwhelmingly controlled by the Republicans.
He's a Vanderbilt guy, I believe. Didn't he?
I know he went to Virginia. I know he went to UVA.
DeWine. DeWine from Ohio is a Vandy guy. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Cavalier. And the only reason he's a governor is because we had a great governor before him. But unfortunately, in the election, Andy Bevin, he made a crazy comment about violence on video games affecting kids, and he narrowly lost the election. Before Republican governor, his father, Steve Beshear, was governor for 8 years. It's crazy. People, this is what Kentucky makes no sense, what they're saying. So you're telling me that you elect a very liberal governor, but both houses are controlled by conservative Republicans. Yep, that's politics in Kentucky.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday. That does clear that up some. And apparently there's something similar going on in New Jersey, and I think other states probably are looking into this in some form or fashion. What's the latest news in Alabama besides a very attractive SEC basketball championship?
Oh, shout out to Nate Oates. I wanted to make sure and get that in. Winning their first SEC regular season championship in 19 years, being the number one seed in the SEC tournament. I think if the tournament started today, they would play the winner of the Kentucky-Mississippi State game. And, you know, it's embarrassing that you have to say it's been 19 years, but it's a point of pride for so many Alabama fans and Coach Oates. And like I've said before, Alabama fans, they like basketball. They love basketball. They just desperately want something to root for. Alabama baseball is cranking along. They're 8-1 heading to Charleston this weekend to play Charleston Southern. Our 6-1-5 guy that we love to follow is batting 441, Mr. Zane Denton. And then, you know, Bill, I can't tell you, this is kind of a scary thought, really, all the great players at Alabama brought in. But I cannot tell you when I've been more excited about Alabama getting a commitment than I am about the commitment last Friday of Ty Simpson, the quarterback in the 2022 class. That's how special I think that young man is on the field, and being a coach's son, he's going to be the Pied Piper of closing out this 2022 class for Alabama. But I just want to reiterate to Alabama fans, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a commitment.
I watched his press conference, and he said he came to a conclusion the night before, but Alabama for a few weeks had been trending, correct?
Correct. Yes, really, the Alabama has been solidly trending. Since Bill O'Brien, that was Bill O'Brien's first phone call, first recruiting phone call was to that young man. And Coach Saban, you know, once Coach Saban, you know, jumped on board and really closed it with seven or eight straight days of the video calls. I mean, I've witnessed it in person, and I'm telling you, there's nobody that can close like Nick Saban. It is something to behold.
How is Nick? Because most everybody, media included, has never seen Nick in this mode. We're used to seeing a regimented, strict, very calculated Nick Saban. What is so attractive about Nick, other than the resume of winning national championships left and right, but his demeanor, his style when he's selling to a kid?
Well, it really comes through, and it's what makes his players play so hard for him. It's very apparent the personal interest that he has in the young man and his future, and not just the football future, his career future, that this decision will impact the rest of your life. It'll impact your family. It becomes very, very apparent that he's done his homework on the young man and his family, and tells him, you know, not just on, you know, what it means to play football at Alabama, but how this decision can be something that can be a positive springboard literally for the rest of your life, and that it makes you, and I don't know, all schools say this, but it literally makes you part of the organization the rest of your life. And Coach Saban has proved it. I mean, whether you're a 5-star, you know, 2-year All-American, or whether, you know, you're just a player that's a part of the team and doesn't play a whole lot, Coach Saban stays dialed into these guys long after they're gone in Alabama, and he makes a commitment to help them the rest of their life. And that becomes readily apparent that he cares about you as a person as much as he does about you as a football player. And that's really big for a lot of kids and their parents.
What is Nick like when they signed so many big-name players, and just by virtue of numbers, they can't all work out? What's he like when it's apparent it's not going to work out?
You know, he's always thinking about the young man first, and he's certainly open to young men who have, you know, the realization that obviously that, you know, for whatever reason that they're just kind of buried on the depth chart, if you will. And when those young men come and say, look, I've been a part of the organization, but I'd like an opportunity. I've got a ring. If they stay there a couple of years, they've probably gotten a ring, but I'd like an opportunity to get more on-the-field playing time. And he does everything within his power. He's very supportive of that. He hates to see young people go, but he's very supportive. And, you know, he makes phone calls and opens doors and helps try to find them the best place that they can go and finish their career. But even when that happens, when it's that type of an instance, it's not like they're written off from the organization. He still considers them a part of the Alabama family. He just understands, hey, you know, I've kind of stood on the sidelines for 3 years. I'd kind of like to, you know, get some playing time my senior year. That doesn't change how he values the young man as a person.
Kevin Hagan with us. Ty Simpson, as noted last Friday, made the announcement he's going to Alabama, Jackson, Tennessee, Martin, Tennessee, which is basically the same thing right there, about halfway between Nashville and Memphis. Just got a fifth star in recruiting too, Ty Simpson. Is there any other items to look at in recruiting?
Yeah, next Saturday, March 13th at 12:30, Emmanuel Henderson, the running back out of Hartford, Alabama. He's a five-star. I think he's, 27 or 28 on the 247 composite list. I expect him next Saturday to commit to play football for Alabama. And then a name to kind of keep an eye on March 15th, Isaiah Horton, four-star wide receiver out of Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Alabama has shown a lot of interest in him. Coach Doug Marone is one that really, really jumped on that young man. That's one to keep an eye on for Alabama.
Doug Marone, obviously just recently a pro head coach, has Middle Tennessee connections, Murfreesboro connection. He married one of the daughters of Boots Donnelly, longtime MTSU head coach, and I believe AD after that. Boots Donnelly, a very well-known name. So, yeah, Doug Marone lived in the borough, knows the borough, and, yeah, Isaiah Horton. Also, I don't know, Jordan James on that same school is a four-star running back that everybody wants. I don't know if Alabama, because of the depth at their running back position, I don't know what they may not need him just due to numbers, but this kid, the running back on that team, might be higher, more highly coveted. Frankly.
Absolutely. And that's a big question. Will Alabama take a second running back in this class? My guess right now is no, simply because this is going to be a much smaller class than Alabama has signed in several years, just because of the way the numbers are crunching. But I will say this, and what I've been told, you know, if the right running back wants to pop, you never turn away an elite, elite player.
Right. Kevin Hagan is with us talking Alabama, and I know what I wanted to ask you, too. After we finished up, and there's the music, so only got a couple of questions. Do you buy into this Paul Tyson can overtake Bryce Young in the spring?
No. That's urban legend, Bill.
Kevin, appreciate the time, sir.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and roll tide.
We'll take the break. Brad will be with us hour number three. I'm there.
Good morning, Tina. I did a good job of moving this right quickly, and it's a good thing because it's gotten heavy here now on 40 westbound here at Fessler's. Watching it build 109 there in Wilson County up towards the interstate. Traffic's on the increase. We would expect 24 up by Harding Place, a wreck at O'Brien Avenue in front of the library that's out on the west side of Nashville, and Murfreesboro Pike at Hobson Pike was tied up at that intersection a few minutes ago on a crash. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnerWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Larry up in Barberville, Kentucky, says that the governor of Kentucky went undergrad to Vandy and then Virginia Law School. I thought there was some connection. I could remember. That's not my world, but anyways. Nonetheless, there you have it. Jeff Chu, Alpha Bean Counter. Bill, great segment as always by Kevin, laying out the Kentucky High School Athletics Bill. Also, great analysis on basketball, things behind the scenes in football, and also Ty Simpson's commitment out of Martin, Tennessee to Alabama. Conference tournaments are coming up, and you know what? I could write a book, we were just talking about that, on just conference tournaments that we have been to. We went to every one for decades. Well, back up. Every SEC one. Can't go to them all because they overlap, but went to the SEC one, and mainly it was the years in the Georgia Dome. Georgia Dome hosted the SEC basketball tournament for a long, long time, and I thought they did a heck of a job. I have no complaints. Loved it. We'd go down there mid-March, do the show for about 4 days, and even though the Georgia Dome is known or was known as a football facility, I thought they did a remarkable job when it came to the SEC basketball tournament. The peak of the SEC basketball tournament. By far, y'all. By far. And they for years, they didn't even have the SEC tournament. They did away with it, and then they brought it back in 1979. Anyways, the peak was when Arkansas and Nolan Richardson were a national championship threat, which was the early mid-90s, but predominantly 94-95. In the Georgia Dome, Kentucky, Arkansas, back then, and nobody travels like Kentucky basketball. You could take the rest of the league times infinity, they would not equal Kentucky basketball passion. And they called Atlanta Catlanta. Obviously, when it's in Nashville, which is now, Kentucky will have fans. Now, again, there's limitations. It won't be like then. But Arkansas back then, though, and Arkansas's program this year has been a good year for them in basketball. But Arkansas back then, shockingly, came close to equaling Kentucky in fan attendance in the Georgia Dome. And got to remember, in 94-95, they got to the NCAA championship game back-to-back years, won it in 94, beat Duke, lost to UCLA in 95, the O'Bannon brothers for UCLA. Jimmy Herring, the coach, later came to Georgia. I remember sitting there, and Arkansas fans literally, with their screaming and their passion at those games, deafening my ears. That's how loud and electric it was. That was the peak. Now, there have been outstanding teams since then, but I'm just talking about crowd-level electricity. That was the peak. People don't get that. People don't get it. And frankly, at the SEC tournament, and last year barely got the first night going, then they canceled everything, so we didn't even get one last year. We did our show on the Omni, day one of the SEC tournament, and before that day was done, the tournament was done. Everybody was canceling, obviously. But the passion and the energy from 94, 95, and even 92 in the snow in Lexington. That stretch of time was an amazing. We talk about how basketball in popularity, college ball, is such a second-class citizen, and it is. Back then, football was still king. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but back then, basketball had a lot more notoriety, a lot more attention, and a lot more cross-interest from the football people, fans who were football fans. You take that stretch of time compared to today, it is not even close. College football has steamrolled college basketball. Back then, it was trending more and more football. And again, football was still king. But in the 80s, let's go back even before that, they were pretty close in popularity. Closer, at least, than they are now. Through the years, college football, predominantly because of the BCS and the interest level and the controversy of it, has lapped basketball like Secretariat at the Belmont circa 1973. Lapped it many times. I can say, though, with pride, I was there for so many of those years back then where I could not wait to get to the SEC basketball tournament. I mean, we made plans months out on that. Every year, we did it for forever. Can't go back and re-grab that passion. No, it wouldn't be the same. Jeff, too. Bill, yesterday, Hambone, when he called in, mentioned Archie's baseball career. We were talking Archie Manning some yesterday. It came, Arch Manning started it, and then we started talking about Archie, etc. Says Archie was on the 1969 Rebel Ole Miss baseball team that went to the College World Series, was also drafted as high as the second round in the Major League Baseball draft. Attached is a link of NFL and NBA players drafted in Major League Baseball. and there's Archie on it. One night, I think I've told this maybe briefly. Peyton Manning's junior year is over, and it's January, maybe early February, and there's a lot of recruiting talk. Peyton Manning is at Tennessee, just finished his junior year, and he's the number one pick his junior year, too, if he comes out. Whatever year he comes out, he's the number one pick. And the speculation, because Peyton did not know yet, speculation was rampant. Is he coming back? And we are on the air. And I've known Archie for a long time. Good dude. We're on the air talking, and obviously the topic of Peyton Manning coming or staying, I should say, or leaving after his junior year to turn pro. And Bob Bell, co-host. Bob had been around. Bob was a TV star in town for decades. So he was the main host. I was the co-host many, many years ago. And Bob says, Peyton's coming back. I've got it on good authority. He's coming back. Look at the phone bank. And Archie is called in. Archie is listening down in Mississippi. Now, they live in New Orleans, but he was driving in Pass Christian, which I believe geographically is close to the Louisiana border. You folks down there can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's right. Pass Christian. And he says, hey, guys, I was just listening. And, Bob, I just want to tell you that's not quite right. Yeah, Peyton has not made a decision. I don't know that it's for sure that he's staying or leaving. We just don't know. When he said that, I thought he was leaving. I thought if Archie's going to call in and say, not so fast, guys, be careful with this, Peyton's definitely coming back. I didn't have any insight there that Bob suggested he did. So I couldn't really say, based on authority, he's going to do this or that. I was just immersed in the conversation. Archie calls in to say, guys, I don't know that he is coming back. That's not the case. That's not accurate right now. We don't know this. That's Dad. Nobody's going to know more than Archie and or Mama Olivia, right? Olivia Manning. By the way, as good a family as you could possibly imagine. Archie, Olivia, the kids. I mean, the All-American, literally now, All-American Hall of Fame family, in essence. After Archie called in, I'm thinking, he's gone. Why would you call in to correct it if you didn't think maybe that was a mistake? And you were kind of subtly trying to give us a hint. I was convinced he was gone. About a week or two later, I don't remember the dates. Peyton has a press conference in Tennessee. And we carried it because at the time, the station 1510 had the Tennessee contract. So they carried the games on the big 50,000 water 1510. Many of you remember those days. Anyways, on the broadcast prior, we were hooked up from network up in Knoxville. So from the Knoxville campus where the broadcast originated, which was going to introduce Peyton, and then he would make his announcement staying or leaving, the host said, word is he's staying. And remember, you've seen that video a million times. Wherever you're from, whoever you like, whatever team, you've seen this video. I have no regrets. I'm staying. He's coming back. I was a little bit surprised because I thought he would go. And again, there was no question. There was no debate. And I know there was some. But he wasn't drafted like that. He was drafted number one. There was a consensus. He's number one in the junior or number one as a senior. Doesn't matter which one it is. He's going number one, which he would have and did after his senior year. And those were some times. Those were some interesting times that we are very fortunate to look back on and say, was there and participated and had a really good really good time doing. I don't know if there's a situation like that these days. Because Pretty Boy, even though he never said it, I don't think any of us, Crazy Charlie and me, I don't think anybody sat here on the show and thought that guy could be coming back. And you know what? Peyton Manning today, maybe he doesn't come back after his junior year. Maybe that was 25 years ago, approximately. Maybe he's gone. But none of us ever thought Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields was coming back. Nobody did. And they're not. And I don't know of whatever the next legendary quarterback plays his third year, his true third year. I don't know if any of those players will come back anymore. Now, players will decide to stay in some capacity, but I'm talking about the superstar, legendary name, Trevor Lawrence. We were talking about Trevor Lawrence about as early as we are now talking about Arch Manning. Trevor Lawrence didn't just get to Clemson and then we said, oh, man, big tall guy with long hair. Look at that. We were talking about him well before he got there. Gotta remember, he lived in East Tennessee in the Johnson City area. Went to Tennessee camp. Legend has it that Butch, Sergeant Carter, told him he probably didn't fit in Tennessee's offense. I don't know if that's, is that true? Does anybody have that documented? I know it's fun to sit here and make jokes about some coaches like McElwain or Sergeant Carter or T-Bar Tommy or whoever. I know that's – everybody gets their giggles there. I get it. Is it proven that Sergeant Carter actually told Trevor Lawrence as a young seventh grader or whatever, yeah, you've got talent. I don't think you fit this offense. Kevin Hagan checks in and says, I don't think this will be Nate Oates' last SEC championship at Bama. You know what it's going to come down to if Kentucky gets back right? That's what it'll come down to. Right now, Kentucky's a big mess in basketball. That's not good for Birmingham. That's not good for Hoover, Alabama either. You cannot have your flagship, your program that has more tradition than all the others added up, be as bad as this team plays at times. I mean, this team's going nowhere unless they win the SEC tournament, which they're not consistent enough, I don't think now, to start playing well all of a sudden and win the tournament. Even though they need it, they have no other way to get in. Even with the Kentucky brand, they have no other way to get into the NCAA tournament. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's got busy all of a sudden. They're working that wreck right now in the Joelton area. It's got traffic slow. Here we go. 24 eastbound. It's just prior to Whites Creek Pike. It's going to back up pretty good there in the next few minutes because behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, trying to get through this section of Joelton right now. And this crash is not helping. On 24 eastbound, it's just prior to Whites Creek Pike. Long Hollow Pike at Cartwright. We saw two cars involved there in Goodlettsville. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. They're online at Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Callaway. Introducing the new Callaway Epic Drivers, featuring new jailbreak speed frame technology designed with artificial intelligence for epic ball speeds across the entire face. Now with three drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: increasing clouds, highs today around 55, later tonight mostly cloudy, lows near 33, sunshine for Saturday, highs 56, Saturday night clear, lows 31, sunshine for Sunday, highs near 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Brad with us, hour three. Use the hashtag AskEP, as in Brad Powers. Yeah, hold those back till we get there, though. For hour number three on this Friday edition. Armageddon on Twitter. Bill, pretty boy, meeting Trevor Lawrence, didn't have the five-star heart that Sergeant Carter was looking for, Bill. Didn't have that Paul Tyson factor. That's going to be a thing. Until we get, through spring. Will Nick make it clear that Mr. Young is the quarterback? Or will it be, it's close, we'll have to get into August camp to determine how this is going? Should have probably asked Kevin that earlier. How will that be handled? Unclear. Yeah, unclear. So far this morning on the show. But we do have the people who are saying, watch out, Bill. Paul Tyson, quarterback, Alabama. We're not hearing that about Georgia, JT Daniels. Nobody's saying, watch out, Bill. Not at all. A lot of people are saying, watch out about Tennessee. We don't know what... Other than it looks bleak, we don't really know what to expect up there on Rocky Top. They're internal. Now, the Tennessee portion of the investigation ought to be about over. NCAA's portion of that could go on and on and on, as we know. They go slower than a turtle. A sloth, if you put a sloth right now as lead investigator for the NCAA in the Tennessee case, the sloth would get to the finish line faster than the NCAA would. Don't know what they're going to – they're going to tack on more, they're going to add – they're going to find more. I mean, I don't know what they are equipped to do more than a school can do with their paid-for investigation. So maybe Tennessee can come up with, here's what happened, here's what we're going to do to ourselves, and maybe the NCAA will accept it. And again, I'll say this. Don't say, well, Bill, yeah, that's – you investigate yourself, you're not going to come up with much. That's not the case here. That might be historically the case if somebody self-investigates. Obviously, there's a conflict of interest. In this case, there's not a conflict. They just fired a coach and a bunch of people with him. 10 others don't get paid anything that they were due to cause. This self-investigation is yielding lots of damaging information. This one is not a conflict of interest. This one is, boy, look at what we're finding. And it ain't pretty at all. Looking at the markets, now, here's the thing. S&P is up about 20. Dow is nice and pretty and green. But the problem is every day, either it opens up red and then gets bloody red, or it's slightly green and then it goes red. We've had a pretty good washout consistently for about, what, week and a half, 2 weeks? And yesterday, everything was kind of calm, and then the guy who can spook the markets more than anybody else, Jerome Powell, speaks, and then boom. I was literally looking at the screen, and the S&P was up about 10 or 15. A minute later, it's red minus 5 to 10. Based on Powell speaking, Fed Chair Jerome Powell. That's how rapidly everything changed yesterday, and then it went south in a hurry. Even Tesla is getting beat up. Tesla's getting beat up bad. The 600 area on Tesla, remember they had a split a while back. The 600 area on Tesla right now is close to being breached. So we'll see. We'll see how this turns out. But everything... I have various categories, and I, you know, whether it's cruise lines, airlines, banks, electric vehicles, whatever. I mean, every type, vacations, travel, whatever it might be. Semiconductors. And then I have another one that's just current watch list. And there's about 53 on there for me. You know how 24/7 has a rule that you can only have between 25 and 35 five stars any year? Any year. That's the limit. Well, I've got about 50 to 53 on the current watch list outside of the other categories that are sorted. On that watch list of 53, I think two were green. I mean, all of them red. That's a pretty good washout right there, right? That's a pretty bleak ecosystem to try and exist in. Unless you are smart and you're betting down, meaning you're shorting. That's the side you want to be on, at least in this environment. I don't know if it's a complete reversal yet, but it's debatable. I wish somebody would just tap me on the shoulder and tell me, Bill, this is it. This is it. Go short, Bill. Short everything like last March. Don't even pay attention to the stock symbol. Just short it. You'll win. Another break here. Brad coming up momentarily, top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's got busy all of a sudden. They're working that wreck right now in the Joelton area. It's got traffic slow. Here we go. 24 eastbound. It's just prior to Whites Creek Pike. It's going to back up pretty good there in the next few minutes because behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, trying to get through this section of Joelton right now. And this crash is not helping. On 24 eastbound, it's just prior to Whites Creek Pike. Long Hollow Pike at Cartwright. We saw two cars involved there in Goodlettsville. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. They're online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
To the topic of the complaint department. I've had some complaints. Bill, I go to SoundCloud and things are not listed like they were. It's confusing. I can't find stuff. What happened, Bill? And unfortunately, I am not your expert there. I will be at the station a little later today and I will talk to Adam about this and we'll get this figured out. They're saying that something changed within the last 2 weeks or after or during the snowmageddon we had here. Something happened then and I'm getting complaints. People going back to the archives and they're not able to find everything like they're used to finding. Whatever the problem is, we will take a look. Alan in Tampa, Bill. I ordered a built-in pizza oven yesterday. Should have it in 2 weeks. I will let you know how it works. I can't wait. I as opposed to brisket and ribs and all that, which we have down pat, I have never been. And the pizza's fine. I mean, but it's not one to make you remember. I've not mastered that yet. Mainly now, it's all about the dough. When we make dough, when I make dough, it's okay. It's just not delicious. And I'm a guy now, the most important part for me, the dough is important, but I want it to taste tomato-y. I love that taste on my pizza. But having the right dough is important. So, Alan, let me know, though, how that goes. Hoptown boy, Bill, the 95 SEC tournament game between Kentucky and Arkansas was epic. 95-93 in overtime. You had big, nasty Williamson, that's Corliss Williamson, versus Antoine Walker, Nolan Richardson and his red cowboy boots against Ricky P, and over 30,000 in the dome. That was peak SEC tournament basketball. That right there is the epitome of basketball the right way. Basketball that you can get attached to. Popularity in basketball that is at its peak. At its zenith. That was a hell of a game. Arkansas had some big leads in that game too. Looked like they may dominate the game. Corliss Williamson was 6'7", about 270, and he was lean, if you can understand. He was huge. Corliss Williamson was, and he had a decent NBA career. Can you imagine Corliss Williamson, and I don't know if he ever played football. Maybe there was no interest there. Can you imagine his body type in football? He had the body that could make him an all-pro tight end or put on some weight, an all-pro defensive end. He could have done any number of things on an NFL level with his size and strength. I remember Corliss Williamson in recruiting, too. He was a huge name. Big name in recruiting. So was Antoine Walker. Antoine Walker came out of Chicago. Yeah, good point by Hoptown Boy. It gets no more popular than those moments right there. And I don't think nowadays, even if you had the teams that good together, I don't know if you'd have the passion. You'd have it from Kentucky, for sure. That fan base. But, you know, even Kentucky's basketball fan base within the state of Kentucky gets critiqued because a lot of it, I don't know the percentages, but a decent chunk of it is the geriatric crowd, which is everybody sit down and shut up so I can watch it. It's not to stand up during the entire game and scream crowd. The geriatric crowd at Kentucky kind of is a downer for some. They've been going to games for 30, 40, 50 years, and they've had it their way, and they don't want the young whippersnappers messing things up. Now, again, this year you're limited with attendance and all that, but I'm just talking about prior. That has been a big debate in Kentucky for a long, long, long time. Brad is coming up next. Here's what I want you to do. If you have a question for Brad, handicapping, college basketball, college football, the FCS games that are being played, you want to look ahead to 2021 and the season, no worries. No worries at all. Use the hashtag AskBP. Get those questions up. We will pass those along. Brad joins us every Friday from out in Las Vegas. His site is bradpowersports.com. If you order all his info, click the Bill King customer tab. Right at the top of the page, you'll see it. Click it, and that's where you will get your special treatment if you click that tab. Hour 3, Friday edition. It's already Friday, y'all. Amazing. Omni Nashville Hotel.